Think a minute. A famous blind woman said, "It's better to be blind and see with your heart than to have two good eyes and not see yourself as you truly are." It's so true that no one is as blind as those who refuse to see. A man told me that in almost 40 years of marriage, his wife has never once said, "I'm sorry, I was wrong." And on the rare occasion that she does recognize a possible weakness in her character or personality, her answer is always, "I can't help it. That's just the kind of person I am." So in her mind, she's never wrong or responsible to change anything in her character, because that's just the kind of person she is. A counselor who met with a man I know suggested some areas the man needed to improve and grow in, but he replied, "I don't want to change anything. I like the way I am." Just a couple of years after that, this man's wife and children left him. Sadly, he and his family paid a high price for his selfish pride and blindness to his own character faults and weaknesses. Many of us go through our entire lifetime hurting ourselves and others by the way we handle our marriage, raise our children, and work with people, yet never seeing ourselves as we really are. So we never change and correct our wrong thinking, attitudes, and behavior. But remember, character building begins when we're babies and continues to the day we die. A famous philosopher said, "Know yourself. The unexamined life is not worth living." Because when we're blind to ourselves, we can't see what we need to change in our character and life. Our blindness blocks and stops us from ever reaching our potential and living our life to the fullest. Someone said, "Everyone wants to change the world, but no one wants to change himself." The fact is, the only person in the world you can change is yourself. So why not start today? Ask the one who made you to help you start seeing your blind spots, your character faults, and daily behavior you need to change. Jesus will forgive you for your wrong thinking and living. Then he'll free you with his power to start seeing and being all he created you to be. Just think a minute.
If you'd like to know more, write to us on the internet at thinkaminute.com and join us next time we stop and think a minute. Think a Minute is brought to you by the Assemblies of God.